I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Petty all day. It's 43 past 1. Okay, we spent parts of 4 segments talking about Senator Nicole Mitchell yesterday. She's a state senator who broke in to her stepmother's place looking for belongings.
Allegedly.
If you believe one side of the story. Okay. If you believe another side of the story from the stepmom, that she's very afraid of Senator Mitchell and that she's provided her with some of the belongings she wants. Senator Mitchell then, just as our show was finishing, told some story about concern for a relative, Alzheimer's concerned, and had to make a decision.
Doing a wellness check.
Wellness, welfare check. Most of us, I guess, are capable of on a wellness welfare check in the middle of the night. I normally don't, though, get dressed in all black and cover my flashlight as I'm lowering myself into a window that looks like it's leading me into the basement.
Well, different strokes for different folks. She said she's not very good at this.
Yeah, she's not. So, and she also had told the arresting officer when she was apprehended, I'm not good at this. So she deserves her due process. Let me also add to a texter early in the Drusha show who was mad that I was talking about this and that Jason was talking about it and included the term good neighbor. First of all, you know, a lot of stations really are good neighbors, right? Helping out charitable causes, highlighting good people. And we do this here, so do a lot of places. Good neighbor can be good. You know what else? Good neighbor can be kind of boring. You know, there's a dual part of it. There's a greatness of good neighbor, and I think there's other folks who really want to hear rain totals. I really do. This show could be done today. I have no idea. It's not going to be a rain total sort of show. And as Jason pointed out to the texter, this is a public official who's getting paid, who's voting on state issues. I heard another person calling Jason say, only the constituents should be allowed to offer an opinion on this. Again, no. State official potentially breaking the law, facing a felony? No, we just have a difference of opinion. And as one of the two co-dictators of the show, along with you, Dave, I don't think our opinion is going
to
change.
No, I think it's okay to talk about a story involving a state senator with a alleged break-in, by the way, coming from a body, that being the state Senate, which is, pretty close. Pretty close. You know, just, you know, the whole one DFL over the GOP majority.
It's a 34-33 majority.
Some political implications, I believe.
Again, if found guilty, it's a felony.
No, you don't want those.
We're not going to be the type of show. We're only going to comment when something's done. I find those shows, you get to disagree. I totally respect that you get to disagree. So the Republicans filed an ethics complaint. They want to get this baby going. Do they want to get it going because they really, 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 really want to find out the truth? They want to get it going because they want her isolated, embarrassed, and potentially thrown out. So, and then it's 33-33, and they can muck things up. They can stop things. It's no longer a trifecta.
Mm-hmm.
Are the Democrats really big believers, no matter what, in due process, due process, due process, due process? Eh, not really. They want to keep their 34-33 majority. As we said yesterday, if the senator was a Republican, I believe these words would pretty much be the exact opposite from almost everybody involved.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, almost everybody. Thank God we still have some people who want to hold the standard. And the standard could be, that's a line, that's too far, she needs to go. Or if it would have been he needs to go. Others would say, due process, we got to wait. But let's not act like politics isn't all about this decision. So I guess I want to hear from people. 651-461-9226. Is it, as we suggest, I think, with Adam yesterday, that we know what the line is when someone cannot stay until the due process is done? I mean, can we come up with the entire, here's everything on the list to determine, even if somebody in the party you vote for, even if it's someone that you agree with, that we know that's too much. We know certain things that would stand out, but I don't know if we can come up with a standard list. What she's alleged to do is absolutely criminal. Absolutely. No doubt about it. Do we also have example after example of emotions and grief and poor decision-making over a death and a family issue? We do. But I think it's just, it's so predictably lacking character that your whole opinion is based on, she's on my team, she's not on my team. And that's how most of our texters seemingly are reacting. And that's how most people in St. Paul are reacting. But can we come up with the 20 things that would eliminate? We can think of certain things, but don't we have to handle it on a case-by-case basis?
Yes.
And shouldn't we expect to hear more from our officials to say, hey, guess what? This was so serious. I know this is going to cost us maybe some key things, but nope. She has to go. And it could be either side. We just don't see enough of that, do we?
No. No, not by a darn sight.
And there's no signs it's going to change. You want to chime in? You can. 651-461-9226. Next week, at this time, Pella will probably be finishing my project at my place. The house I bought years ago already had a Pella. That was a part of the appeal. It wasn't the only thing, but it was a part of the appeal. But guess what? I've been in that house for a long time. And windows and doors, even as great as Pella, a business approaching a century in business, consistently ranked number one by customers in national surveys for innovation in craftsmanship, in customer satisfaction. At some point, windows and doors just aren't going to hold up even with these great warranties. So I went to PellaNorthland.com. PellaNorthland.com. They came out to my house. They looked around. I thought I had an idea about certain windows. They had better information about certain windows. And guess what? Some changes are taking place. They have showrooms all across the state. Plymouth, Woodbury, Rochester. They'll come out, give you the free estimate. Maybe you don't need much. Maybe you need a little. Maybe you need a lot. They're great people. They're worth talking to. Reach out today. PellaNorthland.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Among the texts on Senator Mitchell and what the bar should be, guilty until proven innocent, someone says. Compare this to a police officer shoots someone. They are put on administrative leave, so she should be put on administrative leave until it's solved. What if it wasn't solved for a year? Right? I mean, what's the line of how long?
Does that mean we boot her from a voting perspective, I guess?
So then the district's not represented? Right?
Yeah.
I correlate this to Trump, and I believe convicted of a felony, they should be thrown out. Integrity is missing in politics. Reading your text here. I'm pretty far left, but a crime is a crime, and the story about welfare check just makes it seem worse. She should get her day in court, but until found innocent, she should not be able to participate in any votes. Once the story came out, I think the overwhelming number of objective people said, really? This is the story? Maybe it'll turn out to be correct, but right now, I'm not buying it. Family matters can be dicey, and every situation different. People do strange things sometimes when the death of a loved one. I get her feelings about her father, but there's a better way to go about this than her lucid plan in the middle of the night. True. If she was a Republican, she would absolutely deny that she did anything wrong. Furthermore, the radical right would claim this is a family member and should not be public. More text. She did not get caught driving 73 in a 60-mile per zone. She broke into a house. Insane. I didn't even read what side she votes on. Don't care. She got caught red-handed. She shouldn't be in office. Heck, 80% plus the companies that do background checks wouldn't hire someone who did that or would put on non-paid leave till resolved. Well, if she was found not guilty, they would hire her. Many would put her on leave. That is also true. Let's pause here. Let's get to Susie and CBS. Linda's construction time checks, 58 past 1. Time to get your basement dry and get 75% off insulation labor on LeafGuard gutters.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.